I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Each year, the U.S. State Department releases its annual Religious Freedom Report. Now, this report talks about the state of religious freedom in countries around the world. In the South Korea section of the report, the voice of the martyrs Korea was mentioned. Pastor Eric Foley explains.
The issues had to do with the South Korean government's actions toward us in terms of our balloon launching and our rice bottle launching. And the report talked about those actions potentially constituting a violation of our religious freedom. But I never think about whether the South Korean government's actions toward us constitute a violation of our religious freedom, because as we think about our work is really rooted in freedom in Christ.
Pray for wisdom as VOM Korea navigates this difficult situation while still serving the North Korean church. And recent attacks left four Indonesian believers dead as terrorists razed homes and a house church. Tim Nye, interim president and CEO of Wycliffe Associates, says the tragedy underscores Indonesia's deep need for scripture.
For three generations, they've had believers, but they haven't had access to a full Bible in their language. They've accepted God's word in terms of the salvation story, but they haven't had access to the scriptures in the language of their hearts.
Bible translation isn't easy in the archipelago. More than 12,000 remote areas have no internet access. Humidity and frequent flooding also pose a threat to anything in paper form. Enter Wycliffe Associates Bible Translation Acceleration Kits, or BTACs. One tribe received a BTAC from Wycliffe Associates, and they're almost finished translating the Old Testament in their language. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.